You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and in preparation for the IPSA 2023 games, we are talking to some athletes who are participating, and joining us today is Eamon Hafiz from England's women's team in blind football. Eamon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us how you got involved in sport, particularly blind football?
I've always been involved in sport and I've always loved it, but I played it at a mainstream setting, so in a mainstream environment, because when I was younger, I hadn't had the need to play a disability sport because I only started having a deterioration in my vision when I was 14 years old. And so that led me to the introduction of VI sport, which is visually impaired sport, and specifically football, because that was what I'd always been involved in, and that was what I wanted to carry on, having had my disability even. And so I was introduced to visually impaired football through Manchester City, and they accommodate for lots of different sports with disability involvement. And so they had visually impaired football, which of course could accommodate what I wanted to do. And so I started sessions there when I was 14 years old. And shortly after, I went to RNC, which is the Royal National College for the Blind. I started when I was 16 and I've been there for 3 years. And when I went to RNC during my first year there, I had quite a drastic drop in my level of sight, which meant that I couldn't play the type of visually impaired football that I was playing, because in VI futsal, which is what I was playing, you have to rely on the level of sight that you do have to be able to play, which, having had pretty much none, I wasn't able to do anymore. So I had the alternative of playing blind football, which was a really big privilege, because at RNC, we had a coach that was coaching blind football as well. So he said to me, "Eamon, why don't you give this a go?" And at the start, I was quite reluctant to, because it takes away all the useful sight that you have. So when you play blind football, you have to put these shades on, and everybody has to put the one that's on the field, because some players might have varying levels of sight despite them all being visually impaired. And so to make it an equal playing field, everybody will put these shades on that eliminates them being able to see anything. And so I got into that, and as I say, I didn't like it at the start because it was a big change, but I got used to it, and it was the only sort of format of football I'd play, and I was happy just to have that. So I continued with it, and yeah, I eventually began to enjoy it. And so I've been continuing to play it ever since, really enjoying it and really enjoying the development of it as well within the women's sort of sporting environment, because women's blind football hasn't really been a big thing until very, very recently, I'd say this year actually. And this is going to be, the IPSA World Games are going to be the biggest event that women's blind football has ever had. So yeah, me and the squad are really looking forward to it.
How does it feel to be representing your country, and you know, the journey you've been to, how does it feel to reach this milestone landmark?
Oh, it feels absolutely amazing. I mean, I don't think there is a way to describe it, being able to represent your country, and especially being somebody that's got a disability. I think it's a very recent concept that somebody with a disability is able to represent their country in football. So it's a huge privilege, and I'm really grateful for all the opportunities that we've been given, because it's developing really quickly, and I think even some of us on the squad and on the team didn't expect it to develop the way that it has, but the support from and the funding that the project has been given is amazing, and it's what has allowed us to do what we're doing.
What's the training and preparation like when coming to events like these?
I think you can split the training up into two aspects, and the obvious one will be the physical training. So that's strengthening, making sure you're physically as fit as you can be for the games, and making sure that things like tactics are in place. You know what you're going to do when you're on the pitch. You know what you're going to do in certain situations, as well as set pieces. So we train a lot like that. But also, you need to make sure that your headspace is in the right place to be able to play, because if that's not on point, then the physicality of it sort of goes out the window. And so we're training to sort of manage how we are in those game situations. So we've had situations where we have been able to put that into practice and sort of manage how we are when we're playing the games, and controlling our thoughts, because when you're under a blindfold playing a football game, it's difficult to both concentrate and on the instructions that you're given, but also what you want to do yourself. So it's a lot to think about, and that's another thing that we train.
What are your own and your team's aspirations for the 2023 games?
Our aspirations are that we want to go into this knowing that there's a lot to learn from it because, as I say, it's the first event of its kind, the first, well, the biggest event in women's blind football ever to happen. So we're really looking forward to that. And as a squad that's in its development stages, we're taking this as a learning opportunity, really. We know that there's going to be lots of new things that we're going to come across and we want to absorb it all like a sponge. And so, yeah, we know that, there's going to be a lot to take away from it, a lot to learn, a lot of new things. So, yeah, that's what we want.
Are there any particular teams that you guys are looking forward to playing against? Any teams that stand out?
Well, there are actually two teams that we've already played, those being Germany and Sweden. And so it'll be interesting to play them again, seeing that we've developed as a squad and seeing if they've developed as well, and to compare the two games and see how they go.
What would you say are your hopes and kind of aspirations after the games?
I don't think they're very different to what they're going to be before the games. As I say, we're going into it knowing that it's thinking of it as just a big experience for us. You know, it's a tournament and it's part of our training, essentially, as a development squad. There's going to be more opportunities like this to come, and we'll prepare for them the same as this one. It's essentially a long training camp for us. So we're looking forward to it, and I think our training will be similar to what we've been doing before it, but we'll have new takes from the games, and so we'll implement those into our training. And I think it's good because it will highlight some of our weaknesses but also our strengths, so after the games we can work around those.
And going back to the impact of partaking in sports, you know, what has getting into football done for you personally, and how has it impacted you?
I think definitely one of the biggest things that it's done that I have to highlight is the amount of confidence that it's given me, because it gives you a sort of level of independence that you can't really have or get from anywhere else, being somebody with a disability, especially a visual impairment. So it's really uplifting to be able to play, especially at the level that we're playing at, having a disability at the same time. Yeah, so it's a huge privilege.
What advice would you give to other blind and partially sighted people who are looking to get involved in sports just like you did?
Oh, that's a juicy question. I would say if you're getting into it, I would say definitely just give it a go and try and stick with it for a while, because your first session will never be the same as your third, fourth or fifth session. So continue with it, but also enjoy it. You don't have to play it at a competitive level. You can play it recreationally, which I used to do, and I really enjoyed that. And I still do things recreationally, which I get a lot of fun out of and a lot of other things out of. So yeah, I would say give it a go.
And final question is, what message have you got for your England supporters coming to watch you play?
I would say that I just hope that they really enjoy it. As I say, it's a chance for us to showcase what we can do, and having supporters come to watch us in itself as a concept is just amazing. And we're really looking forward to have that support and have that sort of environment, because we haven't had an opportunity to play in that yet. So it's really something to look forward to, and I hope that fans that come and support us will enjoy it just as much as we will.
Fantastic. Well, Eamon, we wish you the best of luck here at RNIB Connect Radio in the IPSA Games for you and England. And thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.